Holy Hogwarts and Galloping Gryffindor. Harry Potter's back. I'm Carol Fry, and today I'll be discussing the sixth film adaptation of J.K. Rowling's phenomenally popular Harry Potter novels, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. These novels began when my oldest daughter was a tween and the youngest one wasn't quite there yet. In the years since that first novel in 1997, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, they've gone from tweens to teens to womanhood. We've always read the novels as soon as they came out. I'm sure many other families have had the same experience with this tradition. So, here we are with the latest film adaptation of Pottermania. In the unlikely event that there's someone out there who hasn't read one of the novels or seen one of the movies, the premise for the series is that there are two kinds of people, those who can do magic and those called muggles who can't. The wizard world wants to keep itself secret from the muggles for fear of repression, and Hogwarts is a school for budding wizards hidden from the world. Once again, Harry and his friends, including brainy Hermione Granger, Ron and Ginny Weasley, and of course the wise leader Professor Dumbledore, must do battle with He Who Must Not Be Named. But between us, his name is Voldemort, a dark wizard who wants to have power over the whole world. And he's on the move. His evil agents, the Death Eaters, are everywhere. Harry's nemesis, Draco Malfoy, is plotting with him at Hogwarts. Worse, dark wizardry is out in the open. The soul-sucking Dementors from the prison of Azkaban attack London. So Harry and Dumbledore heroically confront the evil Voldemort. In one of his classes, Harry finds a book which seems to come to him by chance, but maybe not so accidentally, called The Half-Blood Prince, with advanced spells and recipes for potions. It puts him far ahead of his friends in magic, and so it goes in a battle of good and evil. The casting director for the first film, released in 2001, was either prescient or brilliant. Who knows what the genetic package will produce over time? Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson, the Harry and Hermione characters, were 11 or 12 when the first film was released. They're 20-somethings now, and they play teens pretty well. But the director couldn't resist a little joke when he has Dumbledore look at Harry and say, "Harry, you need a shave." The film has a lot of the fun stuff that's been part of the series. There's a de rigueur Quidditch match. Harry coaches instead of playing and turns Ron Weasley into a star. There's some comedy over the anguish of young love. Harry is sweet on Ginny Weasley, but Ron is irrationally hostile to anybody who wants to snoggle with his sister. Ron gets hit with a love potion, and the girl who gave it to him is hyper-possessive and turns him into a blob of overheated passion. Hermione has a crush on Ron, but he's too dim to see it, and so on and so on. Special effects are, of course, brilliant. The Quidditch match is superb, and Harry and Dumbledore's visit to Voldemort's underground lair is equally well realized. Unlike Transformers and many other movies, though, the special effects simply enhance an interesting storyline rather than dominating the film. As the series has gone on, the tone of the novels, and hence the films, has grown increasingly dark. Rowling has said in an interview that a major theme in the books is death, and so it is in this one. Actually, if you've read or read about Joseph Campbell's book, Hero of a Thousand Faces, you've got the general idea of the themes of the Potter novels and films. A young hero arises to save his people. He's a chosen one. He's mentored by a wiser and older man. He faces up to ultimate evil. He has a group of friends or fellow warriors in his struggles. And this hero often dies for his people. There are, as Campbell suggests, a thousand faces to this core tale, but when handled well, as in J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings and George Lucas's Star Wars films and now the Harry Potter novels and films, this story rings bells in our collective psyches. True blue Potterites will object that some important parts of the novel were omitted, and most conspicuously scenes from Dumbledore's flaming youth. But I'm giving Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince 4 stars out of 5. The seventh and final novel is currently being filmed, and not into just one movie, but two. The first were released in November 2010, and the second 6 months later. So, Potter fans, rejoice and be patient.